Now, moving on, listeners to the programme will know that Pamela Swain was in with me a few weeks ago and we were talking about Operation Transformation, and things have happened since then. And Pamela's here again with me today to talk about Saturday's walk. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning, Keir.
All excitement?
All excitement, yeah. Buzzing.
Up to 90?
Up to 90. The whole town is buzzing as well, do you know? It's great. Absolutely great.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on around the town so far.
What's going on in the town? Everybody is messaging me and texting me Joe well wishes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually in Dublin for the weekend, you know, doing a bit of filming for Operation Transformation.
Okay.
And I was coming down in the train yesterday evening and my sister sends me a message. And here, the cinema here in Yall have best wishes to me, you know, up outside, you know, where they normally have the videos. The films, yeah, like, you know, the advertising,
yeah,
for the films.
Yeah, where they'll be advertising for the movies.
Yeah, it says, best of luck, Pam, you know, you got this, you can do it, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just blew my mind, you know. Sure. I thought it was just amazing, you know, for them to actually do that, like, you know.
But doesn't it show the human side of people as well?
Oh, my God, it does. It does. It was actually just surreal. I just couldn't believe it. I just kept looking at the picture coming down the road. I was like, oh, my God, this is happening, like, you know.
And tell me, when you went to Dublin and you met the Operation Transformation people, were they what you expected, or were they...
They are absolutely... lovely.
Really?
I mean, hand on heart, they're absolutely unbelievable. The experts are lovely. They're so they're lovely the first day anyway.
Okay.
I don't know about after that, like, you know, like, obviously if you don't do what you're told, whatever, but they couldn't have been nicer to any of us.
So it's not something that's just staged for television.
No,
it's actually
way.
Genuine.
No, there's actually no feeling of fakeness about it at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Like, they have everything there, the hard facts, like, you know, of, like, what you weigh, your body fat, everything.
Yeah.
And
there's a thing called BMI, is that you?
That's
does
it,
that come
yeah,
across
BMI
body mass index?
Is after coming into it. All that, but, you know, like, there's a bit of tough love there, obviously. Do you
okay.
know? Like, we're all there for a reason.
Sure.
Do you know? We're obviously not healthy.
All right. Which brings me to my next point about Saturday's Walk in Yall.
Saturday's Walk in Yall, yeah.
It's a big effort and a big event,
it's
apparently.
It's huge. We're going to start off in the fire station here in Yall.
Okay.
And we're going to go all the way out the beach.
Don't know what that kicks off at?
11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Okay.
But, like, they're recommending you be there around 10:30.
Okay.
To
avoid the masses.
Yeah, well, they're expecting a good crowd anyway. It actually sold out on Facebook on the eventsmaster.ie.
No, explain that one to me, please, Pamela.
So you have to... You go on to the Cork Operations Transformation Walks 2019.
Okay.
And there's a little link in it, and it's the eventsmaster.ie. And it's free tickets. It just takes 2 minutes to register, but it's all about, you know, insurance purposes, like, or whatever, like, do health and safety. It's just trying to gather how many numbers are going to be there, or whatever.
Okay.
But Friday afternoon, anyway, the event actually sold out. So I was ringing them saying, like, okay, how come there's no more tickets, Joe? What's the story?
And
whatever.
How many tickets did they allocate?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or who allocates? Oh, you were saying. Yeah,
yeah, it's actually the organisers, like, you know,
okay.
like, it's Cork Council and stuff like that. But,
which is the holy all might turn up.
I know, yeah, but, like, so then I was like, okay, what's the story? And they were like, okay, people can turn up kind of a thing or anyway. But this morning, it's after going out again, like, they're opened again, the tickets are available. So you can go back in, register, get your tickets for free. It's a child-friendly event,
okay.
so you can bring everyone, you know.
Okay.
Leave nobody at home.
Bring
everyone
out. So, okay, we move on to the route now, so it starts...
So the route is, it's going to be... the fire brigade, the fire station inside,
sure.
you know, the car park behind there, like, you know, everyone's going to meet up there and we're going to walk out the front strand.
And who's going to be involved in this walk? Now, you obviously.
I have an expert with me.
Okay.
But obviously that's a surprise on Saturday.
Okay.
One each goes with each leader, you know, so an
so
expert.
So all the leaders are going to be here?
All the leaders are going to be in their own town and stuff like that,
oh,
you know. So
okay.
Siobhan's going to be in Dublin. She'll have her expert with her.
Okay.
And Cahill will have his expert with him.
Okay.
Paul have
so
his
each participant will take part of a walk in their own town?
Exactly.
Okay.
In their own
That's
town or nearby, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's usually Cork or something like that, like, you know, whatever. So it's amazing to get it for y'all. So, yeah, your expert comes with you and we lead the walk, basically.
Okay.
And then everybody else follows suit. So it's not going to be no running marathon or anything like that. Like,
I understand
know.
That. No.
It's
any
gonna
pit
be,
stops along the way? Will there be any
well,
chat
the,
with anybody?
The pit stop is going to be Amber. There's going to be water supplied from Amber, like, you know.
Okay.
And
on the way out or on, oh, it's on the way back?
On the way
it?
Back,
okay.
yeah. And I do believe that the CRY van is going to be there as well.
The outside
broadcast. Yeah.
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 yeah. the COI outside Rockets. You know, is the possibility that we'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, so the water's going to be handed out there, but Amber are actually supplying high-vis vests as well.
Okay.
Amber and Costcutter, and they're actually going running two competitions as well on Facebook that are just for y'all and the surrounding areas, we'll say. Because
are these for the participants of the walk or just open to anybody?
Oh, open to anybody.
Okay.
And what it is it's going to be a six-month membership for the Quality Hotel.
It's first prize.
First prize, and the Amber's supplying that.
Okay.
And then the second prize, then Costcutters are going sponsoring that, and it's going to be a Fitbit. Do you know?
A
Fitbit, yeah, watch.
You see, it's all right though for you to be into all this terminology, but your Fitbit.
I'm only into this terminology like for 2 days.
Anyway, but moi is not, so yeah. Explain this Fitbit.
It's a smartwatch, basically.
Oh, no,
yeah, it'll track your steps, your like alarms, stuff like that. It does everything. Exercise, if you're going running, it'll monitor that. It monitors your heartbeat. Basically, it can set off alarms, set you on track. Like, you know, if you want to hit a goal of 10,000 steps a day or something like that, which is recommended, you can set off alarms, like, you know, to let you know you haven't done anything in an hour. It'll set off an alarm for you.
It's like a James Bond watch.
Yeah, like you get up off your arse kind of a thing, like, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And we actually...
And you wear it all the time?
I got it yesterday from Operation Transformation.
Okay.
Yeah, all the
Does it tell the time?
It does.
Oh,
all
well,
the leaders were supplied with them, like, you know. So, and it was my birthday as well, so
happy
I was
yesterday.
Just, I was buzzing. It was a great way to start off my 37 years. But, got the watch, and all our family actually got them as well. Because, like, you know, it's all about the family taking part as well. It's
sure.
not just the person.
And you've had massive support from your family.
Oh,
you?
I do, yeah. Well, like, it was just my, like, obviously my family unit, like Sean, Addie, Lee and Lily.
Yeah,
Mikey's too small to get one. But, they all got Fitbits as well, like, you know. So it's like Christmas all over again last night. It was brilliant when I came home.
Okay, so you've a week now to prepare, I suppose, or the ones of your 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, 5 days for the walk. Like, my camera person is coming this week. Everything is actually kicking off this week for
okay,
me, you know.
Okay, okay. But you're expecting a massive crowd on Saturday morning.
I am, considering that the
you see, you're all over, first of all, you're all over Facebook.
Yeah.
And have been for a while.
A while, yeah. I've been over every paper as well.
Yeah.
I've been East Cork Journal,
My
the
brother
Echo.
Was actually down in Skull last weekend and he picked up the Echo. And you were...
Yeah, I was in
that
it,
That girl
yeah.
that you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I was in it, yeah. I was in the RTE Guide as well.
Yeah.
And
one of the
papers the other day had the TV Guide magazine in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually my face for the Operation Transformation, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my story, we'd say, my little snippet, like, you know. So, yeah, it's
You're
serene
becoming
stuff.
Extremely famous, Pamela.
Well,
not that you weren't famous already.
I think what the huge factor is for me, like, you know, is that, again, like, I am repeating myself saying this all the time, but, like, I am a woman, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like half the nation. And I am a mam.
Sure.
Do you know? And I feel like I'm going to have an awful lot of followers like for that.
Yeah.
Because if the team of experts can show me how to lose weight and maintain it and do this like in everyday life, then other people can actually follow me and do the same thing. Do you know?
Tell me, how long is the Operation Transformation? How many programmes are there in the Operation Transformation?
It's
series?
Until, I think, the 1st of March or something like that. The Wednesday. The Wednesday after the 24th of February, so that wouldn't be the 1st of March, would it? 24th,
25th, 26th, 27th. It would
be close. Like the 27th of February or something like that, I think, is the final show, like, you know. But they're in told you then after that, like, you know, monthly or whatever.
And have you got a goal now already?
I have a target.
A target.
I have a target to meet for my next weigh-in, and it's £3.
Okay, which is doable.
It's doable. But they are taking into consideration that we haven't started right yet.
Okay.
So it's not going to be like a 7 day, it's only a 5 day.
Okay.
So, you know, for the first week, it's only a 5 day because of the camera person coming to us.
Okay.
We're not allowed to start. If it doesn't happen on camera, it doesn't happen at all.
Okay.
So
anyway, it's Saturday is the day.
Saturday is the day.
And how long will it go on for? As long as it takes for people to
walk
around?
Well, like, it's 11 to 1.
Okay.
Is
so
what they're kind
one.
Of recommending, like,
yeah.
whatever. But, like, I actually just like to say thank you to everybody that reached out to me on Facebook. You know, I was looking for marshals, you know, to help out on
sure.
the day. And obviously, I can't name more. But I just like to thank everybody that did get in touch with me and give their numbers and stuff.
You couldn't actually name people.
No, I couldn't. But I actually do want to thank them because... like, that meant so much. Their names went off, and Kyle, who's in charge of that, he actually messaged me this morning with the message she sent out to them this morning.
Okay.
As in that I sent their numbers and whatever, blah, blah. So they should have got that, like, you know. Right. So, yeah, I just want to thank them in advance, because I won't be able to thank them all on the day either. But like, I might when I'm passing them. But
this week is going to be mental anyway.
It's going to be manic, yeah. It's going to be manic. I'm going to be doing my shopping and stuff. Can't tell you exactly where that's going to be yet.
Right.
It's all, like, first times you're going to see it on telly. But yeah, I'm shopping local. Yeah, so
I'm looking forward to it. I'm seriously looking forward to it. Because I've been with you a bit of the way now on him.
Exactly, yeah. Should you see me every Friday? You're going to see me shrinking. Yeah, but I'm so looking forward to that anyway. Look, there's loads of things going to be happening. There's loads of walks going to be going on and whatever. And I'm going to be posting it. I want people to come out with me, like, you know, spur me on and whatever. But, like, the main thing at the moment is Saturday. Saturday is the walk. It's a family fun walk. Everyone should get out, you know, and it's free.
We look forward to it.
Yeah. And
again, I know I've said it to you before, on behalf of the radio station here and everybody in your, we wish you all the very best of luck.
Thanks a million, Ciar.
And, you know,
I'll see you Saturday.
With the help of God, you'll see me Saturday. Thanks very much, Pam.
No bother, but.